This is Matt Gullibuzzi. I'm going to be the guy running this Hip Hop Ballers podcast. So I hope you're all excited. Thanks for tuning in. First of all, if you have some time, please click the subscribe button and give us a rating after you hear us. And make sure that you let us know how you feel about it as well on the review section. I just wanted to start this podcast letting everyone know why I started this podcast. And that's just in order to give people my take on some of the hip-hop pop culture events and news happening, as well as some of the basketball events and news and happening. So, yeah, growing up, I've been a fan of this hip-hop culture for a while. And, you know, a lot of stuff's happened since the 90s when I really kind of sunk my teeth into it. Columbia House, actually, is where I started. I ordered some CDs from Columbia House, clean versions, obviously, because I was scared. I was probably like 7 years old, scared. Not that I get caught, but that I get caught with CDs with swearing. Anyways, I was about 7, 8 years old, and I ordered Mace, Harlem World, Puff Daddy and the Family, No Way Out, Mariah Carey, Butterfly, DMX, It's Hot in Hell, or It's Hot in Hell in Here, or something like that. What else did I order? Anyways, there was probably two or three more. So anyways, I got this box of CDs, and I basically started fucking taking them in. I had one of those small CD players, like a little RCA CD player, and it was headphones, whatever, Discman thingy. Fucking put that shit on, and I was just rocking, man. I was just taking in the music hard, and I'm just sitting there like, yo, these guys are legends. Will Smith. And Will Smith was another one I got. It was like the Will Smith greatest hits. As Fresh Prince persona. So I'm out here and I'm just going crazy listening to this music. I'm like 7, 8 years old playing Sonic. Listening to Will Smith. Fucking just living the dream. And I realized that this is not just music. There's an entire world. You know when I realized that? Tupac. When Tupac died. I remember my dad sat me down. He showed me, it was a Toronto Star article. I remember it was the Toronto Star paper. And he showed me front page, Tupac Shakur dead. And he told me that this is a really horrible day. It's funny because I have a cousin that was actually born that day. But he told me that that Tupac was a special guy. You know what I mean? And that it's a big loss. And I didn't really understand at the time. But I did understand that he was a rapper, number one. An actor, number two, because we had some of his movies. And I thought he was a politician. So, in my mind, rap was part of the mainstream politics. Little did I know that would happen 20 years later. Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. And I just wanted to give you guys a little insight into my life. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. There's going to be much more, much bigger conversations about much bigger things in my fucking life. But we'll have different people coming on. We'll have some discussions, some debates, some just downright dirty deeds. Anyways. Hope you guys enjoyed the first podcast of many, and have a great day.